book of Exodus, chapter 20. We'll be looking at verse 12 as we consider the fifth commandment, working through the Ten Commandments. As we consider God's standard of righteousness, I would just like to read this commandment, verse 12 of chapter 20. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. And that is found on page 68 in the Pew Bible. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Let us pray together. Lord, we thank you that you've given to us a standard of righteousness, that we can know how we are to live and to know what pleases you. Thank you for that. It corrects us when we go astray. It encourages us when we please you. And we ask you to bless us now as we look into your word, and to teach us and to open our hearts and our minds and apply your word. For we have not the ability to learn lasting truth unless you apply it to our hearts. So come and teach us, we pray, O Lord. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've ever had an opportunity to overhear or see an architect discuss the building of a large structure, very large building, you will hear their concerns about how important the foundation is. It doesn't matter how impressive other materials are, if the foundation is not structurally solid and sound and proper, because if it isn't, the whole building could fall or could collapse. Well, the fifth commandment is the foundation that is necessary to build a holy society. To have a foundation where morality and righteousness is built upon. Now, you might be surprised that there is this first commandment in a second tablet, which really deals with our relationship with each other, as the first tablet, the first four commandments, deals with our relationship with God. Or that it's a commandment at all, but you might be surprised that it's the first one. You see, to build a holy society, you must start in the home. Now, I want you to notice that, though this certainly is directed to children, it's not just directed to children. You'll notice it says, honor your father and your mother. It doesn't have children, honor your father and mother, which certainly that's assumed, but it deals with everyone. People who are older still honor parents when you are an adult, although that relationship changes, that you are making your own decisions when you move out on your own and you have your own family. You see, that suit addresses because parents are to be honored. Now, you can't change people's hearts by legislation, and I think that's what this commandment is telling us, but only by the gospel. As we have said before, the commandments, no one can keep them perfectly. You cannot become a Christian by trying to keep the Ten Commandments or trying to keep them to get to heaven. The law of God, the commandments, demands perfection. Not just outwardly, but inwardly in your heart. You can't do it. You see, before you're a Christian, the commandments show you that you're a sinner, that you've broken God's law, that you can't keep it. But this is what God demands. And it should point you to Jesus and what he did at Calvary. Then after you become a Christian, the commandments become a standard of righteousness, a way for you to thank God for what He has done for you. Now, you can't keep them perfectly even then, but it takes on a different form. I mean, they're the commandments, but you do them out of thanksgiving. You're not under the condemnation of them, because that's been taken away in Jesus, our Lord. You see, what Jesus did living the 3 years on this earth was to keep the law of God perfectly, that when you believe on Him, your sins are all taken away, they're all washed away, but then His record of keeping the commandments perfectly is given to you. So your sins are washed away, and His record of keeping the commandments perfectly are given to you. But let's talk today about building a holy society and what this commandment teaches us about that this morning. First of all, I'd like you to notice this commandment teaches you to learn about authority. To learn about authority. Now, primarily, this is directed to youth, but it really does teach you to learn about authority. First of all, I'd like you to notice three things here. First of all, you learn about problems with authority. That's one of the first things you learn. You know, when you're growing up and you're learning things, you can ask your parents how they dealt with issues they faced when they were your age. At whatever age you are, when issues come to you and you don't know exactly what to do, you can talk to your parents. Even older adults can say to their parents, you know, Mom, Dad, what did you do when you were at this case, when you were at this age, 45 or whatever? How did you handle this when it happened to you? And your parents went through the same thing that you're going through. Teenagers, they believe it or not, they face some of the same things that you do. And they can help you learn how to deal what you're going through. Or offer suggestions on how you should respond in a certain situations. And that there are problems with good authority and bad authority and what the Scripture has to say. We read the wisdom literature, the Psalms and the Proverbs, great Scripture references on authority and wisdom to deal with it. But that's what this commandment does. That's why the Lord gives us this commandment to honor your father and your mother, because they can give you good advice, help you face the things, the problems that you face with authority. Secondly, you learn about the future and exercising authority. The future and exercising authority. What to do about the future? You're facing the future. Maybe you know that there's going to be someone who will have some type of authority over you, and you don't like that. You don't think that person is the person to have that. What are you going to do? Talk to them. Certainly they've been in that situation before. Have them pray for you and with you. Ask them for options. Ask them for guidance. Proverbs 11:14 says, "In the multitude of counselors, there is wisdom." But you will face those things. The Lord brings those things into your life in smaller ways when you're growing up, because you need to learn how to deal with those in life. So there's a problem in today's society where we have all kinds of activities where there's no winners and no losers. Where children do things and no one is better, that no one excels. And when you get into real life, they don't know how to handle when they're rejected at a job offer or where someone's presentation is better than another. We have to learn how to deal with authority. Thirdly, You learn about faith and God's authority. You learn about faith and God's authority. You see, God gave you the parents you have. To the youth, that's true. And even to those who are older and have parents, even now, you realize that. Now, they are not perfect. Let's understand that. Parents are not perfect, and neither are you. Jesus' parents didn't understand him, but you know what? He obeyed them anyhow. Look at Luke chapter 2 for a moment. Luke chapter 2, verse 41. Let's turn to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verse 41. It's found on page 906 in the Pew Bible, 906. Listen to what happens in this passage here, beginning at verse 41. This is when Jesus was a boy, but he was very, very brilliant. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When he had finished the days as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now so it was that they found that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions, and all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why do you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Look at verse 51. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them, but his mother kept all these things in her heart. Jesus was right in debating the Pharisees, the scribes in the temple. He was doing his father's business, his heavenly father's business. But his earthly father and mother were overwhelmed, confused, afraid something might have happened to him at the age 12. So they said to him, "Son, what are you doing?" Jesus says, "I'm doing my father's business." But what does he do? He goes with them back to Nazareth. Now, were Mary and Joseph right? Well, you might say that concerning his health and his care, well, maybe they were concerned, but they were not. He was doing his father's business. But he went back with them anyhow. You see, even though they didn't have perfect knowledge, he submitted to them. See, those who have authority over you are not always right. And that's something we have to learn. They don't always have right. And you will learn. People will learn that we are often under people's authority that don't have it right. You may have an employer, someone that's a supervisor that tells you to do something a certain way, and you say, "Excuse me, but this is what's going to happen because I run this machine or I do this all the time." And they say, "No, do it that way." And you have to do it, even though you know it's wrong. You have to learn. You have to learn to be under authority. And ultimately, God is the one that puts you where you are. And the longer, the older you get, the more you'll understand this, and you should understand this. It was Mark Twain that said, I forget what age it was, either 18 or 21, his parents became so intelligent. When it was he who really became intelligent. See, that's what the commandment does. It teaches us to learn about authority because we have to grow up and we have to learn to live under this system which is flawed, which has problems with it. And your parents can teach you that best. Secondly, this commandment teaches you to respect authority. This commandment teaches you to respect authority. It teaches you to learn about authority, but it teaches you to respect authority. Notice it says, honor your father and mother. Now, the three things I want you to see about respecting authority here. First of all, you learn about respect. You learn about respect. Doesn't come naturally or easily. You know that from children, from their birth. Babies are very cute and you love them, but when they don't get their way, they cry. And little toddlers, when they want something, they don't get it, they cry. I mean, we just, that's the way sin is. You see, people are different from you. And somehow you have to learn to show some kinds of respect for people. And you should be able to see your parents showing respect of some kind to all kinds of people. That doesn't mean you give them great respect, but somehow giving them some kind of respect for the fact that they exist. The word honor is the Hebrew word kabod. And it means, it doesn't mean the word respect, it means great, heavy, enduring. It means it's very weighty. It's a heavy honor. It's not something flippant. It's not something light. It's not something that's conditional. It's not something you do when you feel like it. It's a commitment. Honor. And parents should be honorable and worthy of respect. You know, it's hard for children to respect those who lie, who get drunk, who break God's law constantly. And we'll talk about that a little later. But you have to learn respect. So the commandment does teach respect, and we should learn that. Secondly, you learn how to demonstrate respect. You learn how to demonstrate it. Parents model by respecting each other. You see that mother and father by respecting each other. And when there is disagreement, you don't shouldn't argue, you should pray and discuss. Let your children see this. Let them see you discuss things. Not argue. Let them see you pray about things. Demonstrate to them how they should live. When they have a spouse, or when they run into conflict, demonstrate it so that they can demonstrate it to others. Thirdly, you learn the value of respect. You learn the value of respect. Look at with me to Colossians chapter 3, verse 21 first. Colossians chapter 3, verse 21. 20 and 21. It's found on page 1047 in the Pew Bible. 1047. Verse 20 and 21. It says, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. The word obey there is a word, is the Greek word, compound word, apakouo, which means to hear under. You hear under. You hear what they say, and you listen. You listen to the words that they say, and you obey them. And there's a warning to fathers not to provoke children, because fathers tend to be more harsh, less compassionate. So there's a warning there. And then if you turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 4. The same admonition is given to parents and to workers. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 4, page 1041. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. Okay, same thing there. There's the commandment. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in training and admonition of the Lord. Same admonition. Don't be harsh. Now, the word children, there, obey is the same word, hupakuo, to hear under. Then we go to verse 5, bondservants, be obedient. Now that word obedient is to rank under. It's a different word. You rank under, a military word, your masters according to the flesh. You rank under them when you're working in structure, but other than that, you don't hear them, you don't have to listen to them and obey them other than in the structure of business or employment with what you are doing. Think highly of your parents and give them honor, as much honor as they're worthy in their righteousness. If they're cheats, if they lie, if they're deception, well then that becomes a different story. You have to do what's right, but obey them in the Lord. Find some way that you can give them some respect for something. Never do anything they tell you to do that is contrary to God's word. Remember Saul? He wanted Jonathan to kill David. 1 Samuel 19. But Jonathan wouldn't do it. His father told him to do that. He wouldn't do it though, because it was wrong. Children, youth, listen to your parents. It's your turn to do the dishes. What do you say? Complain, moan, be in it this time. Oh, can't I stay another half an hour? I want another half an hour. It's not fair. My friends got it. Go on. You can't do this. And on it goes. What's very interesting? In the Oriental culture, there is great respect given to older people. The older you get, the greater the respect goes to you in the culture. Matter of fact, when you're sitting at a meal, you do not eat until the elder person at the table starts to eat first. Today, a lot of our shows on television, they do everything to mock parenthood, to make authority of parents something to laugh at. But it's not. But the Oriental culture is so different, and that's the way it ought to be. There's respect for their authority and what they know. And you could see it with some of the Asian people that come here. I met one young man, and every time I asked him a question, he would say, "Yes, sir." Every time he answered me and said something, he would say, "Yes, sir," or always, "Sir." I couldn't believe it. That's how they are in their culture. but how far we have come. Then thirdly, this commandment teaches you to live under authority. This commandment teaches you to live under authority. Not only to learn about authority and to respect authority, but to live under authority. Three things you learn here. First of all, you learn about structure and authority. Everyone is under authority. Mothers, fathers, pastors, elders, even business owners. You might say, well, if I have my own business, then I don't have to listen to anyone. You got to listen to your customers. You have customers you have to listen to, or you won't have your business. And ultimately, the Scripture tells us that the Lord is our superior boss in all things. Ephesians 5, it tells us that masters are supposed to treat their servants well because they are under the lordship of Jesus. And you need to learn that. You need to learn that everyone is under authority, some type of authority. It does exist, but it's ultimately the Lord that we work for. That's why Christians often get in trouble at places of employment, because they want to do a good job, and when a superior is not there, they slow down. I mean, other people do. Christians don't. They continue to work, but all the other people slow down, and then they get mad at the Christians because they keep working, and they say, you're going to make us look bad. Slow down. See, they're not necessarily working for their superior or their boss. They're working for the Lord. Makes a difference. You learn about structure and authority. We're all under authority. Some people come to church and won't join because they say, well, I don't want to be under elder or pastor or church's authority. I wouldn't do that. That's the structure God set up. Secondly, you learn about submission and authority. As I said before, those who have authority over you aren't always right. God is the only one who was always right. We obey the Scriptures. We obey others who rank over us in the Lord. And the Scripture says that. Obey them in the Lord. Because if they are not teaching what the Scripture says and are disobeying God, you do not need to obey them. You must not obey them. Submit to truth. If people are telling you truth, obey it. And be sure you check the Scripture out, because sometimes people will say, oh, you're doing this, you're judging me. And the Bible says you're not supposed to judge. You don't understand. The Bible is judging you. You're not supposed to judge motives, but look what the Scripture says about what you're doing. Read this. You see what it's saying? Thirdly and lastly, you learn about sovereignty and authority. So you live under authority. This commandment teaches you to learn about authority. Honor your father and mother, that the days may be long upon the land. That your days may be long upon the land. The Lord God directs everything in your life. He puts you in places that you will grow your faith and under the authority He desires you to be. Did you ever say, why am I here? You're here because God put you here. Maybe a job, maybe a certain place or whatever. Why am I here? Here because God put you here. And you're under His authority. And you're under certain people's authority, and God puts you in that place. I remember when I was younger, when I would run with the boys in the neighborhood, we were a team. And this team got in trouble a lot. And when the parents came, the parents that knew what was going on sometimes in situations, they would come. Certain parents would come and they would call their children by name. And I'd stand there, no problem. Those people that were called, they were sweating it because they knew what was coming. They did. So, but I wasn't under their authority. So I'd have to worry. You know, see you later. Hope it's not too bad. You know, and but then if my father came and he called my name, it was a different story. You know, then I knew I was in trouble because I was under his authority. You see, we are all under different authority and we are accountable, and God puts us there. And it's this commandment that God uses, this foundation, to build a holy society that we can learn to respect authority, how to live with it, how to respond, how to submit, deal with the structure, and not have children that have no respect for anyone or anything or any company that will steal and cheat and do whatever, because they never have been taught how to live under authority and respect. They never learned to honor their mother and father, and maybe more tragic, they never had a father and mother to honor. Honor your father and mother. The first commandment with a promise, that your days may be long. Absalom tried to kill his father. He died young. Solomon listened and learned from his, and he lived a long life. Eli had two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. They didn't honor their father either. They died young. Samuel, he obeyed and honored his parents and those in authority over him. He lived a long life. We can be thankful that we have a Savior that paid for our sins of breaking this commandment. But God does bless those who honor their parents. And I see it. And I've seen it. I do see it, and I have seen it in the lives of people in this congregation. To see how important it is for the church and our society today to listen to this commandment. Because society has collapsed and there's no respect for truth or righteousness or authority. It's gone. May the Lord grant His people grace to raise up a generation of people who will begin at the foundation where it needs to begin to teach its people to honor their father and mother, that we may start to see a holy society.